from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We told you we were going to have some superstars stop by, and we do. And why are they in studio with us, and why are they hanging out? We're going to tell you all about it here on Dukes and Bell. The deal, Mike, is we always want to give back to the community. We talk about it all the time, whether it's our show or helping others. And there is nothing like charities and veterans getting together for what is fun, because everybody thinks they can play softball. Everybody thinks they're pretty good at softball. And this is going to be one of the biggest softball tournaments up at Cool Ray Field that's happening. And in studio right now, Johnny Free, Big Block, is with us. AJ Styles is with us. Yes, AJ Styles is with us, hanging out. Our buddy Diamond Dallas Page, he's on his way. He may end up calling in a little bit later on, but he's going to be a part of this as well. But fellas, man, everybody here, welcome. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Let's talk about the event first, and then we're going to get, you know, some background here, how you guys got AJ and Big Block, you know, all involved. So, Johnny, what's the deal, man? Tell us about this event.
Back in January, a bunch of us veterans and stuff got together and decided to, you know, do something for the vets. And some friends of ours does some stuff out in Texas, not quite as big, but just small. And they kind of pushed me in this direction. And so we started making some phone calls, actually reached out to Bavino and Allen first and a couple other people. And then they came on board and just took off from there. So it'll be September 22nd at Cool Ray Field, and it'll be a good thing.
Again, guys, celebrities and veterans of softball tournament. Johnny Manziel is coming in. We got a bunch of other guys that, again, I'm looking at the list. Jonathan Bavino, you mentioned, Brian Jordan, a lot of folks. That it's going to be a blast. And again, we talked about it earlier, Carl. We work with Travis Mannion. We've done stuff at Dobbins. We get behind the vets. This is going to be, though, a tournament. So you actually got all the different celebrities and athletes going to be all mixed in, right, into six teams?
Yep.
So who are you playing for?
I don't even know what team I'm playing for. Am I playing for a team? I know that for sure. And you'll know it's me because I don't have a regular number, because you know I'm going to go with that P1 on there.
There it is.
But you know, me and Johnny have known each other for a long time. Obviously, he called me Alan, which is my real name.
Sure.
You know, that's how you know. But, man, it's going to be fun, and I'm going to try not to blow out my shoulders trying to swing a bat.
For real.
With softball. Like, I'm being serious.
Yeah, because you're going to try to take it deep. You're trying to get it out of the house.
I'm taking it all the way.
Already.
And I'm probably going to strike out swinging so hard, if you want to know the truth.
AJ Styles, obviously, he's talking about his real name is Allen. For those of you who don't know, he's going to allegedly, I don't want to blow anything, he returned to the WWE.
Oh, yeah.
He is allegedly returning to SmackDown. And I was talking with him about, you know, he's 2-time WWE World Champion. He is, he just had a match over in, it was at Scotland.
It was Scotland, yes.
Great, with Cody Rhodes. It was a crazy match.
Right, two Georgia guys going to Scotland. And before that, we were in, you know.
Japan?
Well, we were in Japan. We've been all over the country. Two Georgia guys wrestling each other. We could have done it just in Georgia if we wanted to. But no, we're going to take it all over the world. So France was another great match that we had together with the amazing crowd over there. Unbelievable.
Yeah, man. Well, we're glad that you're here. Glad that you guys are a part of this. Let's just talk about your involvement as far as Mike mentioned it. We're always giving back to vets. My dad was a vet. It's big for us as a show to try to reach out and help. So how do you guys decide the charity that you want to contribute to? Is it just a random thing, or do people come to you and say, hey, can you help us out?
No, we actually, Joey Jones, it's on Fox News. He was one of the first ones that came, and then we decided we was going to have four teams, and we was going to have a charity for each team.
Yeah.
And then it turned into six teams, but of course, we still got four charities. So we vetted these charities. We've got the Boot Campaign, which is a very good organization. They take like families that have lost their father or mother or something, and make sure that their mortgages are paid, Christmas, things like that. Yellow Ribbon Fund, it's an organization that makes sure that families at the Walter Reed Hospital don't have to pay a dime. You know, the families can stay for free kind of deal there. And then we got the Wiley S. Mans. It's kind of like a Make-A-Wish Foundation for veterans. So they, you know, if a veteran's real bad off or something and they want something to do, you know, make a wish, then they make sure they get to go to concerts or whatever, meet their favorite person. And then we got the MVP, which Jay Glazer, I think, is the founder of the MVP.
He is.
And so we came on with them, and then that's how we got to know Mark real good. And, you know, Mark's playing as well, Mark Zeno.
Okay.
So,
That's Colonel Zeno to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
For those who don't know, yeah, in the reserves. And, guys, if you want to get online and check it out, sfac-atlanta.com. We've talked about, you know, it's a tragedy that we got the men and women who put their lives on the line, and they come back to here, and they get treated, well, they don't get treated the way they should, and that's why it's great. You guys are putting this event together, six teams, celebrities, and you're also going to have a concert after, right? Yes. You have a jam set. Talk about that.
So we got... at the 7 o'clock hour, we'll set up the stage, or stage already be set up, but we'll have seats out in the field, and then we've got the Steelwoods headline, which this will be the Steelwoods last.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This is their last year touring, so that's kind of a big deal that they're playing. We've got Blanco Brown, who just came on board, Tennessee Jet, Taylor Honeycutt, and Joe Fortner. So they are all on board. They're all playing, so it's going to be a good night.
Yeah, a bunch of music stars there. And Mike mentioned, you know, guys that you're aware of and former, you know, NBA champion Steven Jackson. There's going to be a lot of guys that you recognize. So, again, September 22nd, it's a Sunday. First pitch is at 10 a.m. The concert's at 7. Gates open at 9 a.m. And you can go, what's the website again, so people can go check this out or at least get the information they need and get tickets?
So it's sfac-atlanta.com.
sfac-atlanta.com if you want to get involved.
Swing for a cause.
No doubt. AJ, man, what are you doing in the downtime, man? What's going on with the downtime?
Shoot, man, I just had my anniversary, 24 years with the same woman.
Wow.
How many people can say that?
Congratulations!
Man, I wrestled the whole time.
Yeah,
so
that
I don't
business?
Know how. I got a good woman, is all I can tell you.
She write a book?
24 years.
And 24 years.
And she's been with you the whole time?
The whole time.
Wow. Man.
Yeah. I'm bragging about it, but
yeah, no, because people, if you don't know, obviously these guys live on the road. I mean, these guys are on the road nonstop, and their lives, it's hard to have a family life. It just is.
100%. You know, I mean, I miss birthdays and all kinds of stuff at school. I mean, we've all had to go through this.
Yeah.
But it's a little different when they start getting pissed off, like, where's my dad at? You know, why didn't he come pick me up and stuff like that? So it hurts a little bit, but I've been, you know, able to spend some time with them.
That's great,
my
man.
Kids.
How much time are you in the gym, bro?
Dude, I am killing it right now. I'm going to tell you the secret to success.
Okay.
Cold plunging. Cold plunging.
So I gotta tell you, got me addicted.
I got to tell you a story.
DDP does hot yoga. He's doing cold plunging.
I got to tell you a story because it's funny you say this. So we went in June to Jamaica before the storm hit, this recent hurricane. And I go to the spa because I want a spa day. And I go to the spa, and they have a cold plunge pool, right? And there was a couple out there. They're from Canada or somewhere. And they are in the cold plunge pool like normal. You look at them, you would have never known. And I walk over and I say to them, I say, so how cold is it? And they're like, oh, once you get used to it, it's great. It's unbelievable for your body. You'll never feel any better. So I said, okay, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to wait till you guys get out because I don't know if. So they get out, her and her husband, you know, you wouldn't have ever known. AJ Styles, I couldn't put a toe in that damn cold water.
How cold was it?
It was like 40 degrees.
That's where I keep mine, about 41.
And I put a toe in it, literally, and I go, oh, hell no, I don't think I can do this. And her husband's cheering me on. Just keep going. Come on. Right. Just, once you get to your neck, you'll be fine. So I'm like, okay, I put like an ankle in. It is freezing. And I don't even know how they were in there. So just, you know, just nonchalant.
Well, you said they were from Canada.
Yeah, they're from Canada.
But I don't know how you guys do it. So he said to me, he says, well, we're trying to get one of these at home because it does so much for our bodies. Tell us what it does, because I did not get in. I was unable to get my whole body in there.
Inflammation, right? That's a big part of everything that we go through, whether you're, you know, an athlete or whatnot. Most of the stuff that's going to benefit you come in the cold plunge, because I cold plunge and then I work out.
Mm.
So you're getting a lot of the things that, I mean, it's like drinking a Red Bull, like 40 Red Bulls, before, you know, and then getting out and working out, because that's what it's like. You're ready to work out once you cold plunge. I mean, think about that. You're going to wake up.
Yeah, it'll get you up. Right. It gets you up, no doubt.
And there's so many benefits to cold plunging and then working out, because your body's got to heat up. And when your body's got to heat itself up, it's burning the calories big time.
Interesting.
So it's really great for women. You know, if you're having a hard time getting in the gym, getting a cold plunge.
Now I got to find a place where I can cold plunge and go work out, because they say it releases the endorphins, right?
You get out. Dude, it's huge. Mm-hmm. And listen, I get out and I start flexing.
Come on.
No, he's like, you know, when Pump and I at Schwarzenegger would drink like champagne to get the blood flowing. I mean, I'd rather just drink some champagne than jump in a cold tub. That's just me. But everybody's got their thing, man.
There's some truth to that. You know, drink something sugary or eat some chocolate before you work out, and your veins will be popping out everywhere.
Yeah. Right. I had the whole neighborhood jumping in the cold plunge.
So you're doing it now, Johnny?
I do. Yo, he got me addicted. I love it.
You get in all the way.
I get in all the way. Oh, man. This is my neighbor right here. He'll tell you.
He does it? Yeah, I could literally. I got halfway in, and I was like, I wanted to just go, but
was the
so
couple
cool.
in shape?
Who's that? The couple?
Yeah, I mean, were they well, maybe they had insulation.
How old were they? Were they super old?
No. They were probably late 40s, early 50s.
Right, okay.
Late 40s, early 50s. But her husband was sold on. Apparently, he had knee issues. And he was like, look, I've tried everything, and this works. And so that's, you know, I'm sitting there listening to these guys, and I'm like, oh, maybe I need to get in here. But I couldn't do it. Anyways, we're talking with AJ Styles, guys. We're talking about the celebrities and veterans. Swing Four Calls, the softball tournament, home run derby, and jam session that's going to go on at Cool Ray Field. We're also going to talk to Big Block here in just a minute, who obviously does so much for the Atlanta community as well, and get his opinions on what's going on and how he got involved in this. But, guys, it's always great to give back, and we certainly appreciate you guys stopping by and letting people know. And we'll be pumping this up as well. Again, the website is sfac-atlanta.com if you want to go check out the information.
Yeah, and we got some. So I didn't mention, we got 8 Navy SEALs that are coming.
Wow.
We have a Congressional Medal of Honor winner, Ed Byers, who's a big deal. If people want to look him up, he'll be there. And actually, before the game actually starts, we'll have a helicopter that'll be hovering above, and the SEALs are going to come off that helicopter. And,
holy crap. So. That's freaking cool. Yeah. Right?
And then AJ's like, I come off the top rope. These guys are coming down on the helicopter.
And then the other thing we got, and the reason we want him to speak is, so we're going to do something. Instead of doing a 7th inning stretch, we're going to do like a 4th inning DDP yoga. So they're going to get out there and do some yoga while they're going on. So it's going to be kind of
fun. Listen,
he's been doing that now for a long time, and folks are loving it. We'll talk to him a little bit later. Again, guys, at Cool Ray Field, Sunday, Carl, September 22nd. You already mentioned the website, sfac-atlanta.com.
No doubt. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We'll talk to Big Block. AJ's going to hang out. These guys are still hanging out here, as we'll give you more information about this event that's coming up. All right? Stoops and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Dukes and Bell. We're hanging out, talking about all kind of things. AJ Styles in studio, Big Block's with us. And we're talking about this amazing charity event that's going on, guys. Charities and veterans, Swing for a Cause softball tournament. Home Run Derby and Jam Session. That's going to go down September 22nd, Sunday. First pitch again at 10 a.m. And Big Block is here. Now, listen, man. Yeah, you all ATL, right? You, huh? All ATL. It's good to see you, first and foremost, for those who don't know. He is an entrepreneur. He is a lot of different things. He's got, you got your hands in a lot of different things, man. So how'd you get in contact? How'd he get in contact with you with this whole
thing? Friends, man. Long-time friends. You know what I'm saying? He called me, said he need my help. I met Johnny. Johnny, a great guy. And I couldn't say no to him.
It's that simple. Hey.
Big Block, by the way, rocking the old school Dion, Fulton County. Fulton County, Carl Fulton. I love that red jersey, man. So, man, again, everybody coming together for this, which I love, country, hip-hop, everybody to help a great cause for the veterans.
Man, it's a wonderful thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Big blessing, man. Wonderful thing that we all, you know, say, you know, come together, get along, and push for one thing.
Yeah, and I do agree. I mean, we are, I think we all have this in common, especially everybody in this room. I think many people that are listening to give back to a cause that we care about and we know that's really going to help people. What's been going on with you, man? Let's talk about what's been happening in your life. Neil is also here. We're going to talk to him in just a sec. But what's been going on with you, man?
And, I mean, just make sure, you know what I'm saying, that, that all the seeds I threw out there, you know what I'm saying, they grew right, you know what I'm saying, you know, give back. You know, like I went to Big Timers. You know what I'm saying? That mentorship program. So I'm really just trying to rebuild these kids. Save these kids. Like, boy, we in trouble out here. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to rebuild hip-hop block by block at the same time. I'm trying to mentor these kids.
Yeah. And again, I mean, you are an artist, but you're involved in so many other things as well.
Yeah.
Right? What's the scene out here? Like, Atlanta is ever evolving.
Yeah.
Right? It's always changing, and we see artists come through, but I think we are the capital of hip hop. I just I feel, right?
I mean, we are, man. We're here. You know what I'm saying? We're not going nowhere from Outkast to even when I, you know what I'm saying, I created trap music with Boys in the Hood, Gorilla Zoe, Young Jock, Jacquees, Rick Ross. And man, I mean, we're, you know, man, start right here. You know what I'm saying? But we gotta also, man, we gotta man up too. You know what I'm saying? Like all the artists out there, we gotta man up. You know what I'm saying? Cause we're leaders and they're looking at us. So we gotta man up. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Big Block with us here on Sports Radio.
Yeah, I'm swinging for a cause, baby. I'm swinging for a cause.
Well, that's what's and that's
now. Do you have any games?
That's what's up?
Absolutely. I'm gonna knock. Hey, hey, listen. Hey, man. AJ said he gonna knock it out. We gonna see how far far my ball go.
If we were putting together a ball team, Carl, let's be honest, a ball club. This guy would be back in cleanup. I think Big Block would
I'm gonna clean it up.
The Big Bear. Saying?
Hey, dog. I'm gonna clean it up, man. AJ, you better go before me. Because you can't come after me.
Be in the lineup, he said he's going to be after you.
Also, here we got Neil Shepherd.
Maybe a little side betting going on here, too.
Neil, by the way, you got to control this. You are the MC of the event. How long have you been working with the veterans, man, helping out folks?
Just anything I can do just to give back is important to me. Just and what a great event we're going to have with just baseball being America's pastime and then bringing all the celebrities and veterans together to support a great cause. That's huge.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, well, listen, you're going to be working. All right, you ready?
Busy day.
Yeah, you're gonna be all over the place, man, making sure that everybody can hear and know what's going on. And these guys coming up to bat, are you gonna go after them when they're up there?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'm doing my research, doing my studying, going to give a little jabs here when I need to. And, you know, a little side.
We can give you some jokes for Johnny Football.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm sure.
Johnny Manziel, by the way, is one of the athletes which is scheduled to appear. Carl mentioned it earlier. A good friend of ours, Brian Jordan, is going to be there.
John, we know he can hit. We know he can hit.
Oh, swing it.
That's one dude I think should be able to get it over the fence, Carl.
He can hit a golf ball, and he can hit a baseball. Right. I'm sure he can crush a softball. So, Neil Shepherd, again, event MC and spokesperson. What would you tell people what to expect when they come out? Because, again, you know, you see all the names. You're attracted to the event because you want to give back. And then you say, all right, what can I expect if I come out here?
Well, just the formality of what the event is for, first and foremost, coming out to support that. But once you arrive, you're going to be filled with just joy and entertainment from the get-go. We're going to try to keep the energy going. We've got a fun-filled and packed day. Home Run Derby as well, a great concert going on at the end. It's just going to be very efficient about us trying to make sure these games go as planned. And we've got the tournament set up. It'll be conducive to that. But just so much going on at all levels of the park. Kind of like we're going to try to channel our inner Savannah Bananas a little bit as well.
Okay, I like that.
Just a fun approach of baseball. So that should be really good.
I like that.
And by the way, guys, this is an all-day event, so you can go on. I'm on the website right now, guys. It's SFAC-Atlanta. You get your tickets right now, and you said you got a concert, you got all these different celebrities, basically in a tournament, and bragging rights. Because, you know, like, at the end of the day, everyone's going to have fun.
Yep.
And then it's, you know, as Carl likes to say, then it's nut-cutting time.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, this is going to get pretty serious, big block.
Yeah, you know, it's a big-timers event, man. Listen, this is a big-timers event, you know?
What you rolling in, by the way?
Oh, man.
Come on.
Everything.
By the way,
I got a Corvette vet in the city, though. I got a Corvette in the city.
Okay.
It's the vet group right here.
Yeah.
It's the vet
group. Z06.
How many vets we talking about?
Z06 in
there. We got five vets in this house? Right
there's
now?
Four in here. There's four for sure.
Four Corvette owners here.
I'm going to let AJ get a chance to come and, you know, say, defend himself now.
AJ, you got one, too?
You're rocking that
Z06. Wow.
Yeah. Matter of fact, Big Block and I were just sharing defense attorney information.
So in the city, that's what you're rolling with.
They'll be getting caught. We'll be in the back.
Okay.
Be
in the back. Yeah. All right. Neil, you got one?
Oh, we got yes, sir.
What is going on in here?
Yeah, but Jenna just need one now. Jenna, what we going to do, baby?
My connections, I'm in the automotive industry, so I'm the facilitator of hooking up with all the cool rides. So I have to have one. I have to show my my flex on that.
Yeah.
But I'm not rocking with a Z06 or a ZR1, so I'll be hanging out in the back a little
bit. I
hear
you.
Yeah. By the way, bright red is not a good choice for a Corvette. The police tend to notice that.
It looks so good, though. It looks so good.
AJ, you want the mic?
Come on, AJ.
You speaking blasphemy, bro.
Yeah.
Is that Georgia red, bro?
Come on. It's actually super speeder red in my case. But I digress. Again, guys, SFAC-Atlanta, celebrities and veterans coming together. Yeah. Can't wait to see this event. It is on a Sunday, right? Sunday, September 22nd.
Yeah.
And you guys can get your tickets right now with the concert and all the events. And again, we're going to talk to DDP hopefully a little bit later in the show. But the guys and everyone will be interacting with all the fans will be there too, right?
And man, September 22nd, Gwinnett County. By Buford, man, we finna turn the city in the house, man. Swing for a cause.
Yeah.
September 22nd.
It's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
And thank you, man, for everything that you do in the community.
Hey, man, appreciate you, man. I think, you know.
And by the way, I got to give a shout out to our guy, Greg Street. He's going to be there as well.
Greg Street hosted it.
So he'll be there.
He'll be there.
Hanging out. So there's music. There's fun. There's food. There's celebs. There's softball. There's charity. There's good times.
Man, we having anybody need help, man. Big time.
What else can you do, man? I mean, these guys are doing it all. Real quick, I do want to say, Johnny, he just showed me some of these gloves. These custom-made gloves, Mike, and they're going to auction those off after the event. They are incredible.
The one I just saw, you got one with the Navy SEALs, the Marines. I mean, you got all this great stuff the guy's going to go bananas for. So that'll be like a silent auction after the event? How's it going to work?
Yeah, we've actually got a lot of I reached out to a lot of different ball players and stuff. So we've got Jeff Garcia's donated stuff. Brian Blaney's donated some things to be signed. But there's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
Maybe by next time I'll have a whole list of all of them. But, I mean, there's a lot of people that's donated a lot of stuff.
It's all going to veteran nonprofit groups.
Man. And then Cody Jinks, I got to give him a shout-out because he's donated all the T-shirts we've got. He's donated, you know, he's helped us out. His team, Steele and Bobby, they've helped us out quite a bit with their jerseys and stuff like that. So
when's his concert, Johnny?
It'll be October the 5th at Amerisample.
Oh, nice. Okay. So, that's going to be a good show. Yes,
people need to get behind. He's been really good to us.
Helping out the vets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Well, again, guys, we appreciate you guys stopping through. Good luck to everything that you guys got going on. And I'm pointing to AJ because he's making his return. So you guys will get a chance to see him this weekend, WWE. Neil, Big Block, Johnny.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.